SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back to the ballroom at Treasure Island, and nice, quiet, relaxed moment for a second.
It's
after
amazing.
Literally, it's been a breakneck pace here for, we started, what, at 11? So, four hours, give or take, and I think everybody taking stock, and we were watching the board and give everybody a little bit of the rundown here. Pete, as crunch time starting to inch its way forward.
The top of the board looks very, very similar to what we've been seeing, and there are a few names that have stepped up. Robert Gilbert, Tim Jacobs, John Pinder, Stephen Gravina, Scott Fitzgerald, Chris Littlemore, Christian Helmers is the top right now. Helmers had been very quiet after a great day one. Looks to me from the amount on his score that he may have hit a cap horse to get up into contention. There are some other of the stories to follow. Joe Rosen hanging in there tough. Marshall Graham hanging in there tough. Paul Weezer is up there. Garrett Skiba has re-rallied to make a run there in that 20 to 30 range. Paul Matisse has his two tickets up there. He is going to be looking very strong to make the semifinals with two tickets in that range. And you know what it is, actually? I see three Paul Matisses. There must be Chick Matisse must be one of them.
There you go. There's a senior and juniors. Good job.
Mike Mulvihill playing for the $1 million bonus, the Chicago player, not to be confused with the TV exec. Do we want to do this Santa race?
Yeah, Thunder Road. The Thunder Road stake just about to go at Santa Anita. We'll pick up Frank Miramati's call. Case, if you find Frank and this group. That includes
River Boyne,
the heavy favorite.
Blackjack Cat is the leader around the first turn. Laken is just a length behind, now a length and a half. Another four back to Ohio, leaving the rail open for River Boyne, who comes through on the inside to be a joint third. Then it's True Valor, and Desert Stone has six to make up. Onto the back stretch they go, chasing Blackjack Cat, who's in front a length and a half to Laken second. River Boyne getting closer, eager to do so as well, and Ohio comfortable outside of him. Then it's True Valor in the fifth spot, four lengths off the lead, and a length and a half to Desert Stone. Into the far turn, Blackjack Cat. Laken starts to put a little pressure on him as they are now sprinting around the far turn. Ohio takes third. He's in with a big chance, moving in nicely. At the rail, River Boyne is three lengths off the lead, now guided off the rail as he's joined by True Valor, and Desert Stone has trailed throughout. Ohio cut loose at the top of the stretch, up to engage Laken with a furlong left to go. Just behind them, River Boyne is trying to negotiate a very narrow hole. He didn't get through, and on the outside, True Valor, a driving finish. Ohio, True Valor, Laken fights on, True Valor takes the lead, and it's True Valor and Andrea Azzetti to win it. Second to Ohio, then Laken, Ohio, then Laken, and an unlucky River Boyne.
You know, it's just unbelievable. Six horse field, and somehow River Boyne manages to get completely bottled up, and Flavian Pratt, who is so good when it comes to trip, manages to...
He was in the jackpot.
...make himself absolutely the goat in here.
Stuck in the vice. Old school definition of goat, for sure.
And
how about that Zenny? Has he been having any success out there? You know, I follow him. I'm a big fan of his over there.
That's his first stake win, and it's 11-1. Cy McCallahan with a double today, of course, with Bella Fina. If you'd said to him, you're going to. Well, I mean, Bella Fina was a slam dunk, but this certainly a nice win. True Valor, an Irish bred. How about that?
Getting the job done. The Irish bread with the Italian bread in the saddle. I like it. So I gave some misinformation before about the Chick. Chick is not, he is in the tournament, but he is way back. We were just looking at the board scrolling by. Anyway, I have it now for real. We will give you the rundown. Robert Gilbert, last update, still the leader, 265.40. Tim Jacobs in second with 228.20. John Pinder third, 224.80. Stefan Gravina in fourth, 214. Scott Fitzgerald in fifth, 211.70. Chris Littlemore, last year's winner, 210.60. Christian Helmers bidding for history, looking to become the first player to win the Horse Player World Series and the NHC, currently sits in seventh, 206.60. David Durkin, any relation? I don't know.
No.
Eighth place, 203.80. Number nine, Derek Eisenberg, 260. Number 10, Steve Hartshorn at 199.20. Then looking through the next 10 names, some interesting stories here. Christy Moore, such a successful season on the NHC Tour. She's a very respected player. Preston Sims walking by, potentially with a gift. That's pretty interesting. We'll see what that's all about.
Nice.
Our Pegasus winner right there. Christy Moore, 198.70 in 12th. Marshall Graham, who visited with us yesterday, he's had another good day, 187.60. Looks like he'll be playing tomorrow. The million-dollar dream of Joseph Rosen, very much alive at 187.50 in 17th place. Scrolling through the next bunch of names. Oh, I should point out also, if you're out there and you want to see the complete leaderboard, I'm skipping over a lot, obviously, you're going to want to go to ntra.com. The leaderboard has taken over the homepage, so really all you do is ntra.com and you'll have a searchable leaderboard. We mentioned Christian trying to become the first winner of both of the Horse Player World Series and the NHC. Jim Meeks and James Henry trying to do the same thing. Meeks currently 22nd with 182.40. Henry in 29th, 177.60. In that same grouping, Garrett Skiba in this big tie for 24th with 182.20. Garrett was at the final table last year. Looks like he's ready to make a serious run at making it back. Paul Weezer, 31st place, 174, a player Steve has talked to many times on this show. And then in this same grouping, we've got Tony Joe, 36th place. He's had another solid day, 168.80. Paul Matisse is his second entry. The one not playing for the bonus is 39th, 166.60. This is what must have thrown me off. Paul Sherman in 40th, 164.50. And then some other names in the next 10, including Paul's bonus entry in 49th at 161.60. And then we've got Chris Felica, the Bear, from ESPN College Game Day in 42nd at 164. He's played in this event a lot of times. I don't think he has a semifinal yet. He's looking to get one. Frank McGoey, as good as anybody out there, in 41st, 164.40. That's interesting to see as well. And then looking at those, we can start talking about the bubble, I think, Steve, as we get down to these other names. It's a lot of new names. It's a lot of people we haven't talked all that much about over the course of the day, or the 2 days, really. And we're going to see, we'll start seeing their stories, learning more about them as they move on. James Connors, horse owner, we talked about him yesterday. He is our current bubble boy at 67th with 150.40. That's going to move up. I'm feeling what Chris said about it maybe being higher than the 175 because of all the prices that have come in today. We might be looking more like 180 for that number. Going to be interesting. I think these bubble people are going to start thinking about that number now to try to get themselves in position to continue competing here tomorrow once we make that cut down to the 67 players who will go on to compete for the nearly $3 million on offer at this 2019 NHC.
Looking right in front of us, the eighth race at Oaklawn is a minute away, and they're making their way. This is the seventh mandatory, and this is a group, six furlongs, fillies and mares. first level allowance quality group, and because Oaklawn wasn't part of the, and Fairgrounds couldn't be part of the charity contest, so they didn't use him. So I really had not looked at this.
Interesting.
By the time I figured it out.
Politics and racing make you shake your
head.
Yeah,
they just don't have an agreement. The horseplayers.com doesn't have an agreement with the two of them, with the Churchill properties or Oaklawn. And so here you're looking at, let's give this a quick rundown, Pete, while we have them heading toward the gate.
It's the
Gulfstream 12th, by the way, and I don't know if they put Will Pays up or not for their for the Rainbow Six. If they did, we missed it, and I'll take a look online. But first of all, Oaklawn, let's get Divalit 9-5, Steve Asmussen for the Winchells, and Ms. K 8-1, Steve Hobby, who had a nice day yesterday. I talked to Moquette, his man Moquette, earlier this morning. Hobby 8-1 with Jose Valdivia Jr., Ms. K. Highland Last 9-2 for Jason Barkley and David Cabrera. Painter Gone 20-1, and then here's Moquette, the Girl Factor, in fact 9-1, the 5 Good Creation 9-1 for Donnie Von Hemel, and Stewie Elliott, Backseat Promises 32-1, Andy Glad, Cipriana Contreras, and De La Cruz 29-1, and Spring Deddy, Norm McKnight, and Davey Cohen, 2-1. So inside, outside, 2-1 favorites, the 1 and the 9. And we'll see what we got at Oaklawn. Here it is, the 8th.
For Highland Lass, Painter Gone driving out to the early lead. Here, Spring Deddy with an alert break on the outside. Little and Miss Amy is racing in third. The Girl Factor is fourth. And then Ms. K, fifth, moving up on the inside. Racing in sixth is Good Creation, followed to the outside by Backseat Promises. Devil Light is next to last, racing on the inside alongside Highland Last. That pair some 8 lengths from the lead as Painter Gone and Calvin Burrell lead the way into that far turn, 3/4 of a length. Spring Deddy is next in second, then up to the outside is Good Creation, matching strides with Ms. K. They're followed a length farther back by Little Miss Amy, who is dropping back some from fifth position. And then Devil Light moves just off the rail here for Racing Room. Outside of her is Highland Lass. They swing into the stretch, and Spring Deddy goes to the lead past Painter Gone. Ms. K is racing in third. Good Creation is next in fourth. Devil Light has remained toward the inside, is racing in fifth position as they come to the final 16th. Painter Gone fighting back. Spring Deddy to the outside. Painter Gone. Spring Deddy. Painter Gone. Strongly through the stretch here. Beat Spring Deddy. Then came Ms. K and Good Creation.
How about that? Look at that. Well, thanks. How about, you got to be kidding.
Isn't that great? We just cashed a nice ticket, and we had nothing to do with it. And there's the man, Preston Sims, who made it happen. The Pegasus contest winner. Hadn't spoken a word to him all tournament. And he walks over here, hands me a piece of paper that I don't turn over until they've jumped. And what is it but a $20
how did this, what is
come sit with us
how did
for
you
a
pull this off?
Yeah, what's going on?
Unbelievable.
Here?
27-1, and thank you very much. Unbelievable.
I wasn't sure how we were going to finance the trip out here. I think we just did.
I saw the good work he had a couple back, and I figured he won at Ellis Park. I figured Calvin would get him to the lead and try to grind him home, and he did it. So.
And getting headed and showing some real gameness,
yes,
in the lane.
Exactly. I didn't. When he got headed, I thought he was going to run second, but I'll take it.
That's great stuff. Now, where are you in this contest? You made a comment as you were coming on that makes me think maybe not so good.
Not great. I had 8 horses run third yesterday, so that's moral victory day. But today I've had a couple caches, but nothing to speak of. That's my winner right there.
I mean, that's 64 points right there.
64 points right there.
Yeah. So did you have 30-40 going in?
I had 40-41, I think.
Okay.
So I'm at 100, and I'm at 101 right now, 105.
A capper and a half. How many bullets do you have left?
Not many. I think I have – I think my last play is the 11 horse at the last race of San Anita, which is 20-1 morning line, Joel Rosario.
That's good. You're going to need all of that.
You're going to need all of
that. And you're going to need a mid-price. It depends what you like in the last mandatory, too.
Yes.
Do you have something at the longer end of the on spectrum there?
Yeah, that's the Santa Anita race. So
that's the race.
That's the Santa Anita race.
Gotcha. Yes, that's so the San Marcos.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you're optional wise.
Optional wise, I'm done.
Gotcha.
I tried to swing early because I figured I needed 15, 16 ones today.
Game theory wise, I think that makes sense. Everybody's going to be hitting stuff late. It makes sense to fire early. If you don't hit, you don't hit. You can't win them all, but you did win the Pegasus contest. Have you? How has the reaction been? Have players around here aware of what you accomplished just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I've had quite a few nice guys come up to me and say congratulations and chat. So yeah, it's been a really good experience. I've tried to just enjoy the process. I mean, it's definitely a different style with this tournament, but I've been trying to enjoy the process, so it's been nice.
That's great. And this is your first NHC, right?
First NHC, yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. It's first class all the way, and you've got to be right a lot, and if you're right a lot, you got a good shot. So I'll today doesn't unfold like I want to, I'll play in the consolation tomorrow and probably have a couple old fashions and watch some races.
Yeah, easier to drink for the consolation contest for sure. Are you one of these players who, now that you've been here, you'll maybe make it a little more of a focus to try to get back here next year?
Oh, yeah. I'll play a lot more online stuff to try to get back here for sure. Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did you play Gulfstream at all? Did you play the pick six?
I did not play it. I played a pick five, but I didn't feel like I had enough time to focus just on those six races.
I hear you.
Fair enough.
They're getting in the gate. We will take, Casey, we will take the nightcap at Gulfstream, and we're sitting with Preston Sims, and of course you met with Preston last week. And this was almost like one of those horseshoes.
Absolutely.
This is an actual horseshoe.
I knew you guys liked Oaklawn, so I wanted to root all of us and my buddies too, so we got to root together.
So everybody hit 56-60, 18-80 for Painter Gone, and we can't thank Preston enough for that. That's as classy
as it
gets.
Win. That's my favorite win ever.
Unbelievable.
I think. It's just so nice and so unexpected.
Unbelievably. Well done.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Get
here.
Back.
Cheers,
buddy.
We'll be talking soon.
Appreciate it.
All right. Good dude. Good dude.
How funny is that?
Player. Exploded on the scene and has the right vibes. You know, we're getting a lot of those good vibes from folks coming over here. That is cool. That is super cool.
Put that in for safekeeping and waiting for this group to go at Gulfstream. And, of course, the favorite, I think, was at 8-5 the last time I looked. And that was the Cafe Americano 7-5. Here we go.
Perfect beginning. Lady Worthington from the outside gate having to use some speed to get over. So, too, is Silver Kitten on the far outside. And these two will work over a touch. Moving between horses is Del Capum. And at the rail goes Eternally. So, into the first turn, Eternally holds the inside edge and the lead over Del Capum, who races from second. Now, third is Lady Worthington. Silver Kitten is racing fourth. Then it's the newcomer, Cafe Americano, fifth down toward the inside. A length and a half in front of Sunnydale, who's mid-flight. Then it's a gap of another 2.5 lengths back to Modern Muse, racing to the outside of Nico's Dream. My Maiko is down at the inside. They're followed by Margaret's Joy ahead of Clock Strikes 12, and Come Strolling is at the back of the field as they head down the backstretch. The opening quarter was 23 seconds flat. Eternally leads 3/4 of a length. Del Capum on the hip of the leader while racing in second. 2 lengths back to Lady Worthington, third. Silver Kitten's on the outside, fourth. Down at the inside goes Cafe Americano, fifth, and only about 4.5 lengths off the lead. Then Modern Muse and Sunny Dale. It's a gap of another 2 lengths to Nico's Dream, who gets underway. That's all for My Maiko. Margaret's Joy is next. Come Storming trying to uncork from the back, and trailing the field is Clock Strikes 12 as they run to the top of the stretch. Eternally has the lead. Del Capum only a neck off the lead second. Cafe Americano has no place to go. Sequestered down inside and looking for racing room. Far outside, here's a big run from Nico's Dream as they wheel in. Many chances here. Del Capum has the lead, but there's a split for Cafe Americano, and she's up to challenge and take the lead. Cafe Americano and another great ride from Irad Ortiz Jr. She'll punch clear to win in a career debut and win a length and a half. Nico's Dream was second. Third was Lady Worthington. Closing hard legs was Margaret's Joy and Del Capum in 136-1.
110-11 as the single comes through Cafe Americano, and that'll be interesting. We'll see. So, and again, this is another 7-5 shot that, like Hawksmoor, that was really a good.
If you like the horse,
that happens,
happy with that price,
get value.
Yep.
Amazing.
And it'll be interesting to see what this pick pays as well. Didn't seem like there was anybody celebrating hitting the pick around us. It seemed like there was a lot of people rooting unhappy.
You'd think you would know, without a doubt. Golden Gate continues, the fifth being run right now. And then we look to the nightcap 3 minutes away at Tampa. And can tell you that the cross-country pick five hit for 1,000 for 50 cents. And that was actually quite approachable, and it worked out very nicely.
I'm getting in the business of playing that bet when I can. Obviously, not today, too hard to focus, but other Saturdays, I just love that idea. I want to reward it with handle. You know, we vote with our dollars in this game, and when somebody does something cool and fun to follow, we should support it, and I'm going to start doing that with that bet. That's very cool.
Well, and I'm going to have to look through. We're going to have to look through some other tickets here and see where we stand. But I think at Tampa, I'm pretty sure the I think I'm okay with this Adios Nardo. Now I made a little structural mistake. That was one of the challenges this morning, was getting getting the changes and getting everything written up. But at least there are at least live with the Adios Nardo in the pick four, which might be okay. The waiting for that action at Gulfstream, and it'll take a couple of minutes for them to let us know about their payout on the rainbow. So let's are we official at we got through at Oaklawn. So do we have a recap, an update?
We do. We're about to see the top of the leaderboard. The cut looked like 163.
160-190.
160-190. This is interesting. Maybe we're not going to get quite to 180. Robert Gilbert.
Christian Helmer's second.
Ooh, Robert Gilbert still in the lead. Christian making another move. Wow.
$59 lead for Gilbert is substantial.
Yeah. Oh, he's in great, great shape. Those guys at the top, they're holding all the cards. Marshall Graham still up there, 187.60. Skiba, I see him in that tie. That same number is a tie for 31st, 182.20. Former Horse Player World Series winner James Henry still hanging tough. It's looking pretty similar. The biggest move since the last time we looked has to be Christian, who really, after a quiet first half of the day, has reasserted himself and is looking like he's going to have a real good shot to make that final table.
Marshall Graham's got both of his in position. Frank McGooey has had a quiet day, is now at 60th, and Paul Sherman's 59th.
He's probably got plenty of bullets left, knowing him.
Paul Matisse's bonus ticket is now outside, 68.
Right there on the bubble. Another guy, it wouldn't surprise me, though, with a few races left, if he's still got some bullets to try to move himself into position here as we really get down to the nitty-gritty on day two. How many races in total, Steve, do we have left?
That's a good question. I was doing a decent job of getting the update of everything, but let's see. At, of course, Tampa right now, the one, and then at Golden Gate, you've got the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. So you got five left there. Fairgrounds just ran their finale, and you had a $7, entry, pay $7 and change. Santa Anita has got the 8th and 9th, 10th and 11th. So we got four, including the mandatory, the San Marcos. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 races, and Oaklawn has got its nightcap as well. That's coming up in 15 minutes, and so what does that give us, 10?
I think it's 10 and a half,
I guess, with Tampa, right? With the Tampa nightcap.
Right. Oh, man, this is interesting. It'll play out over the course of, I guess, about the next hour, and we're soon going to know who advances to the semifinal round. And again, we've got a decent idea of a couple players already who might be able to make that final table, though nothing is assured yet. Plenty of movement can still happen. Can't wait to see who those players are going to be. Hopefully we'll get a $1 million bonus story alive. Hopefully we'll have a repeat champion possibility. A lot of good stuff still yet to come.
Well, and the field size is respectable the rest of the way at Golden Gate, actually. You've got, looking at the sixth, you've got seven. Then you've got seven in the seventh. The maiden special weight has got... goes as the eighth, has eight runners in the allowance feature, and then in the nightcap, a 4,000 non two, you got nine. So you got some respectable field size there, and of course, Santa Anita, the San Marcos, has got a big bulky field of 13. The race coming up, this is a first level allowance, 6.5 furlongs, and that's got seven. You got 7, 13, 10, and 12. So Santa Anita is where the action is going to happen, Pete, here over the next hour and a half.
If you see a cap horse at Santa Anita from here on in, you're gonna hear hollering that we haven't heard all weekend.
All right, here's some numbers. There's the Rainbow Six, pays $101,000.
Wow, that's $101,000,
which at least that's a how many tickets? If they had 8 million and so 2 is about 6. So how many paying 10? Call it 10 times 6? 10 times, it's like 50 tickets maybe?
Sounds about right, 50, 60?
50, yeah. 55?
Yeah, something in there.
Well, Dave Joseph will have a release pretty quickly. At least at least money gets spread around. That Papa Y and Trilby were the crazy
that's
horses.
That's a tough one. That's a tough beginning.
Well, when you start a sequence like that with a 12, look, I'd rather they start the sequence with the maiden 12-5 than finish it.
Yeah.
At least not that the board gave you any clues.
No, but
to
you
that
can
horse.
See the horse. You can, but you're right. Yes. Just in principle, it's much better. You don't want that to be a blind leg.
No. So congratulations to anybody that hit, and I'm sure quite a few did. And
Florine and Leo kicking themselves in the other ballroom. If only they'd spoken. They certainly had the other four winners.
Unbelievable.
Great story ridiculous. From Aaron Veracruzzi about two of the big Santa regulars who didn't talk before this sequence. One had the first, one had the second.
Here's the nightcap at Tampa. They're getting ready to load. Case will take Tampa. And then I'm going to have to leave it in your hands to hit the men's room.
Do it.
I'll do that after this race. And, Tampa, the racing at Tampa was fun today.
It's a good day of racing.
There's a handful of days that we watch Tampa, and we used to do it a lot more when they had Tampa Tuesdays, when we were an afternoon show.
Oh.
And we would watch Tampa Tuesday, and we would take the races. We had so much fun doing
that. That's cool.
And I think it introduced a lot of people to Tampa. At the time.
Track should be more of that creative spacing. It really could give people a chance to get familiar with some circuits that they might enjoy.
Well, here we go. And just looking at the tote to see what the deal is. And, well, all right. Not so better than nothing. Here we go.
Up for the lead, and there goes Not a Cat but a Card. Moving up on the outside now to challenge second. My Cowboy. Relegated to third today. A length and a half farther back. Rock Solid Golfer and far back in the early going is Funny Questions. They swing around the clubhouse turn. Not a Cat but a Card with a ground saving trip. Now has the lead by a length and a quarter. Mike Cowboy settles into stride second. Croce D'Oro ranked to handle toward the rail third. Rock Solid Golfer. He's into the bit now racing along fourth. Up on the outside, Crazy Dude is there fifth. Adios Nardo in search of four wins in a row. Saving ground down along the inner rail. Up between horses. At the ready. Jose Ferreira making an early move with him. Then it's two lengths farther back to Natural Order. And then it's a break of three. And still nothing from Funny Questions. A compact field as they leave the half-mile marker. Along the rail. Not a Cat, but a Card. Has the lead. And up on the outside is My Cowboy moving to challenge. There goes At the Ready. And Jose Ferreira full of run on the outside. And now they strike to the lead. Three lengths farther back, Rock Solid Golfer is now back to fourth. Up on the outside, Huntstown is fifth as they turn for home. It's At the Ready. Ferreira made first run and he has the lead. And has it now by three. Rock Solid Golfer is coming on down the center of the racetrack. My Cowboy from between horses. Funny Questions. Ducks to the inside. And finishing up full of run. Down to the wire. It's At the Ready. And Funny Questions lunging late and gets up to take it in the shadow of the wire. From At the Ready. In the 12th and final on Preview Day 2019.
Well, there you go. And Funny Questions, who was so so patiently handled. And you know, that was a horse. It's funny, I threw him in at the bottom of the pick five, of the high five, and what a nice rally.
Yeah, very impressive down there, and definitely got the ballroom pumped up. One of the better reactions we've had yet today. What price there?
It was decent, I think. And they my screen went away, and so I can't. But I thought that Funny Questions was,
based on the reaction in the room, you'd think we were looking at a price. Keith making an announcement. Oh, one of our players hit the. It did hit it.
$101. Yeah.
Not too bad. I don't know if
10 to 1 on Funny Questions.
Okay, 10 to 1. That's big.
And also, our day 1 leader, or excuse me, our day 2 leader. Here we go. This is your day money.
Sheesh. $170 on day money. For the day money.
I just saw Cheryl. I just saw her name flash by, Cheryl. And a couple of interesting announcements there.
Yeah.
Cheryl, where we go? Where is she? We got her last name. And, well, I got to refresh.
I'm having trouble with the NTRA site suddenly.
But that might be sometimes the signal. Sometimes you got to drop the signal and then and then reconnect. 8 minutes to the nightcap at Oaklawn. Funny Questions, 10 to 1 at Tampa to close things out. And at the ready, second, 3 to 1. Rock Solid Golfer, 12 to 1. Adios Nardo, 9 to 5. The Rich Averill horse did really kind of pocketed and never really got clear and put in much of a bid. So 10, 4, 3, 1, and 7 if you're a high five player in this nightcap at Tampa. And I'm going to find out from Keith right now. Both of those, I want to get both of those specifics, Pete.
Yeah, well, let's flag him down. See if we can get him over here. He looks like he wants to. Oh, Steve's his own PA here. He's not just the producer, not just the host, but now he's the PA. And I don't know if he's going to try to bring Keith over or maybe just get the info. Looks like he's maybe just going to try to get the info and then come back and relay it. We'll see if they give us the name of the player who hit this Rainbow Six in the room for 40 cents, it sounds like. Had it twice. Some good capping there to get alive early on that ticket. Be curious to hear about how the ticket was constructed as well, if we get that opportunity. Looks like they are getting ready at Santa Anita here as well. Oh, here's the day money list. That's cool. And that name, Cheryl Tayala. I'm going to go with Tayala in first for the day two money. That's the 170-40. Tina Yoler in second, 158-50. Jim Bennis, a former champion, having a real big day, 157-20. Be very interesting to see him push his way up into contention. Bennis, such a great player, pro out of Chicago with a great story. Always a pleasure to have on here. But, yeah, a lot of these names who have vaulted into contention, really all of the names who vaulted into contention, are clearly going to be on this day two money list. The winner with the best score on day two gets the $10,000 Breeders' Cup betting challenge entry that Robert Gilbert won for finishing on top of the standings on day one. Unfortunately, I am not able to get into the NTRA website. We do have Santa Anita for you, though.
Much better is in between those two. Now moving up easily to take second and vie for the lead. Toothless Wonder is fourth. Just Wonder is fourth. Just two lengths off the pace. Followed by Unbridled Sky. Mr. Patience is second to last. And a length and a half to Spin Lightning. Down the back stretch they go, and it's much better in front. Three quarters of a length. The line of three. Toothless Wonder, Asano, and Principe Carlo will chase the favorite into the far turn. Then it's Unbridled Sky, four lengths off the lead. Three lengths in front of Mr. Patience. Spin Lighting is far back at this point as they come to the 5/16ths. Come to the 5/16ths. And Much Better lets it out a notch, leads it by a length and a half. Principe Carlo trying to cut into the margin second. Asano is losing ground steadily. Toothless Wonder is down at the rail, four lengths off the lead. Then Unbridled Sky, Mr. Patience trying to mount a late bid. Much Better turns for home with a two-length lead. Principe Carlo fully extended. On the inside comes Toothless Wonder in third. Mr. Patience continues to make up ground. 16th pole, and Much Better is just that. Much Better overwhelming the competition, handwritten by Mike Smith. A no-doubt-about-it victory by almost four. Second to Principe Carlo, Mr. Patience and Unbridled Sky.
All right, there you have it from our man, Frank Miramati. You know, it's National Pizza Appreciation Day. I saw somebody tweet. I'm sure Frank will know exactly how to celebrate. You won't find too many who know more about pizza than him. And I consider myself an aficionado on the topic. And, you know, Frank's got me beat and got me beat pretty easy. So we're still waiting to get the latest updated leaderboard, but the big stories right now, really, to me, center more around the cut line than anything else. Players are really going to be, at this point, I think, changing in many instances what they're doing just to try to get over that line, which does suddenly start to feel like it's going to be more around the 175 that it's been the previous years than the 180, 185 that we were speculating it might be at the end of yesterday and in the early part of today. So Steve is on a break. Peter Thomas Fornital back with you in the ballroom in Treasure Island as we get towards the end. We're in single digits of races left on this second day. Supposedly, I heard a rumor, a little bird told me, we might be having the fellow who hit the Rainbow Six, who's playing in the tournament, come over and yap with us for a minute. Be very interesting to hear that story. And with that, I will give you back to your host, Steve Vick.
You're the co-host. You're not absent in this. Come here. Are you watching? You got something? Attaboy. All right. Oakland nightcap. Roger. I just ran into Roger in the bathroom.
Is he doing all right?
No, it's not his year. It just wasn't. It was not going to be. And he was ruining the circumstance where you had all these live horses, all these big numbers, and it just didn't happen for him.
Well,
and
it's tough.
I think he knew early because, in fact, he ran third with a big price in his first optional right early in the day when I was sitting with him. And I didn't say anything at the time, but I had a feeling, you know, this is a bad omen.
Momentum is real, man. I know it probably sounds naive. I might have to give my wise guy card back for talking about momentum, but I've just seen it too many times where the mental part of the game, you can hurt your chances by some negative things happen, and it becomes very difficult to get back on track. Of course, it's only as good as your next winner. You know, you can turn things around in a hurry, but I've seen, and you know, I feel like we saw it from Dave yesterday. Things can get in your head. Dave, by the way, last I saw, was still stuck with that one ticket at around 100. But no matter what happens with him the rest of the day, it's been a tremendous. Oh, cool. Excellent. Barry, can you sit for a minute and chat with us? Excellent. Welcome to the airwaves, and congratulations on what sounds like it's been a profitable day for you.
Not bad. I wish I was doing a little better in the contest, but I'm doing okay live. I like live betting better, actually.
Well, that makes sense. And you typically bet live while you're playing in contests?
Yes, I do. This is only my second tournament. I usually don't play contests.
You're kidding me.
I'm a live player.
So how did you qualify?
I won a tournament in Toronto.
Which one?
It was at Woodbine. I don't even remember which one.
That's
was like a $100
hilarious.
Entry. And
Was it the Tommy Masses Open?
No, absolutely not.
It seems like you. It seems like you know Ray. Are you tight with the
Ray.
Rest of the Toronto contingent of, you know, it's a loyal contingent of players up there.
We've known each other for a long time. We hang around, but I own quite a few racehorses with
my
son
who
and run here.
Fernando Abreu right now.
No, terrific. Abreu. Good for you.
And in Canada, we had Denise McClackery training for us.
Very nice. Good for you.
How long have you been in the game on that end?
35 years.
Outstanding. So you've seen all the ups and downs.
I've seen a lot of more downs than ups, but we just enjoy the game. You know what I mean? It's a very good, it's a great hobby. I love it, and we've been in it a long time. We support the horse industry a lot.
Outstanding. And talk about today and what went on. There's a lot going on to be putting together separate tickets.
Exactly. I just took a half hour myself and put together the pick six ticket, and I hit it twice because I keyed the 8 horse in race 11 and the 1 horse in race 12. I like them both. So in the first leg, I just took 5 horses. My total investment was about $1,200.
Okay.
And
how many tickets did you punch? I'm always curious. Okay, so it was just...
Two tickets.
Gotcha.
One for 1120 and one for 190.
Gotcha.
So it cost me about $1,300 total.
Spreading and then singling each of those in the
different races. But the $100 horse I had on 5 horses out of the 12 horse.
How about that? What did you like about that horse? What appeal?
His buyers were going up, and I had him finishing really third, and I use anybody that usually finishes in the top 4. So I just included him automatically. And I saw that horse train about a month ago.
Oh, how funny.
And he looked like he was in good shape. He came on the track looking good. He was dry, and I just said, I'm going to use this horse.
Good.
He went wire to wire.
You know what's funny? We were talking. I'm sort of against this whole concept, the holding of the money, the double layer of takeout. I mean, there's a lot of negatives to it.
Yes.
At least they've learned some lessons, and they put that kind of a race, a maiden 12-5, at least they put it first, and here you had a chance to look at them on track, and if you wanted to make any adjustments, you could.
I agree. That's what really brought it home. Once that horse hit, I knew it's going to be a big payday no matter what. I was really rooting for the 10 in the last race because I heard it was going to pay over $1 million with that horse.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You mentioned, you say, you know, the you referenced the buyers, but I think you just mean figures in general. What do you use for
Well,
for
usually
figures?
I do my own system. It's a speed rating system.
I've
been using it for 30 years. I don't use a computer. I just really take the first quarter.
Yeah.
And I take the last quarter on their times, and I look if their buyers are increasing, and I just look for the placement of the horse, and it usually gives me a 4-tier rundown how the race should go.
Very cool.
I always call it, it's like talking to the horse. So if the jockey gives a fair ride, it's usually going to come in that way.
That's excellent.
Unbelievable. What's your background professionally? And
commercial realtor in Toronto, Canada.
NTO.
Yeah. And I live 6 months in Florida and 6 months in Toronto.
Probably smart.
Yeah. I like to avoid the winters if possible.
Yeah, it seems a little rough.
Yeah.
Are you taken with tournaments now? Is this experience what you expected it to be? And do you figure you'll be trying to qualify and get yourself back here?
I really loved it. It was a real good experience. I wish I would have done better.
Right.
You know, it's still not over. I still have some just to play, but I need like 4 or 5 long shots. Doesn't look like they're there, according to my form. But I liked it a lot, and I will try again. And I've been a member of the NHC for a few years, so hopefully I'll get a chance to come back.
Have you played in... Well, no, you said you haven't, but the bigger live bankroll tournaments might be interesting for somebody who likes betting, and you've got a great one right in your own backyard with the Woodbine Mile contest that they run in September.
Yes, that
Is that on your radar?
Yes, that I will do this year, and I think next year I'm going to do the Pegasus.
That's the best deal going at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you have the no entry fee, and again the freedom to bet. You know, you can't bet picks beyond the double. But still, for somebody who likes to fire and
such
as yourself and enjoys the betting aspect of it, you get to flex those muscles as well.
Yeah, that I'll enjoy. I think I will enjoy that bet. It always seems to come down to the last race. Some guy hammering $1,000 triactor Eddie did, or this year this guy got $1,000 try also.
That's, yep. Exactly.
That's what ends up winning it.
Just had a 38-1 winner at Oaklawn.
Oh, that's
and,
what that yell about.
Who won at Oaklawn?
Rafael, the 4, Nick Zito.
Oh, first-time starter.
The Mosarasa.
He had a good mud number. If you look at his mud number, he's a 424. He was definitely a play.
There you go.
That's one for the old school Lee Tomlinson.
Nick is now, I think, 2-for-4 or 2-for-3. He's been wading into the action.
Yes.
And he let his horses adjust to that track. And Nick may have found himself a winter home. And everybody's rooting. You know, the Moss, Mrs. Moss is really his go-to right now.
Yes,
and it's bizarre that people would think that you know, that Nick can't train. I mean, what kind of nonsense?
No, he can train. He can train. He's still there. The old guys are still the good guys. I'm never against them, believe me, ever. But it is a fun game. It's a good sport. I'm happy I won. Hasn't been my biggest win, but it was a good win.
What was your biggest win?
$1.3 million.
Oh, my
goodness.
What'd
you hit?
I hit the pick six at Santa Anita a couple years back.
Just a regular $2 pick six?
Just a regular $2 pick six.
A carryover card?
It was a carryover, yes. And I've won about $800,000 at Woodbine two times in the pick six.
Very nice.
Not too bad. Very
nice. It's been a good supplement.
That's great stuff.
Absolutely.
A good supplement. Oh, and the bookies love me. They like it when you get a little more.
Too much fun.
Pardon? Struggling. Exactly.
Yeah, I grab that back.
Okay. I love it.
Barry Gerbel, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure and good meeting you.
Real delight.
We've got the paparazzi here taking care of you. Cheers, buddy. We'll talk soon. See you at the Woodbine Mile, if not before.
I'm 100.
Feeling good. Well, that was nice of him to come over. It seems like a good guy. It's always fun to see the intersection of horse ownership and gambling, two of the things that really keep this game going. And he's got both prongs, and obviously a skilled gambler who has had some big scores and adds another one today.
Big score right here, 78-60 if you bet real money, and a cap horse again. How many cap? That's got to be our fifth or sixth.
Track. Yeah, I think it's at least six. It's been crazy. They've been coming fast and furious as we thought that they might, and that's going to change the fortunes of a lot of people. Noel Michael's walking towards us.
How you been? Good to see you. Did we get it last night? Did we get his spelling on his name?
Kerbel, K-E-R-B-E-L, Barry Kerbel. And he is Kerbel. Being besieged by the. He's being besieged now by the racing media. Pretty funny. Well, good for him. That's a great story. We've had stories like that before. I remember the last time that happened, I went and talked to the guy who hit, and he was like, he wanted to be in witness protection. I worry that he owed half of it to somebody else. So Barry, we didn't have to worry about that. He was very forthcoming with his tale. I didn't have to get stonewalled. Like, I think it was 3 years ago when something like that happened. All right, our chair is getting stolen.
Harold.
He's taking pictures.
He wants to take a better picture.
High angle
Let's hide
stuff.
This. Get rid of this. You.
Can I put my hat on? I don't look good with this.
Garrett is trying to reach you.
Let's see.
Because I guess the leaderboard is not functioning.
The leaderboard is down online. It was for me.
We'll go back and check and. Meanwhile, the 15 minutes to the last mandatory, the San Marcos, and let's give you a charity update and see what's going on. Joe Clancy, Eddie Olchick, and Tom Law are within $4 of each other.
Pretty cool.
And all in the $55 range. Joe Clancy, who's been atop the board, and Tom Law, his cohort for
this horse racing.
And the special, Steeplechase Times, and Eddie O, who came charging, actually.
That's awesome. You know that story, right? He was meant to be here, but they ended up doing the 94 team, I guess, 25th reunion
weekend.
Yes. He was at the Garden last night, and apparently that was a great event. I was reading about that on Twitter. I understand. There's not many things a dyed-in-the-wool horse player like Eddie would miss this event for, celebrating that wonderful achievement. Look, I'm an Islander fan, and even I acknowledge the significance of that team and what they accomplished.
Do you know this lunatic?
I do not know this lunatic, but
who are you?
that's Pete Fornatale.
It's Pete Fornatale.
What's happening?
Oh, wait, I'm Dino.
This is Dino Bacari.
Am I on the air right now?
You are. You're going out live. So.
Does anybody have the leaderboard?
That's what everybody is struggling
with. Leaderboard?
That's the leaderboard.
That's the only thing you can
use. See what big price I got to press up here.
I saw where you made a nice little move.
I did. Yeah, I know.
Where are you? What do you have right now? Do you think?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know what I have right now because I got to
You've lost track. 161.90 is the cut right now. It's obviously going to go up, I think, at least to 170. Most people are guessing 175 or a little bit higher. But so, you know, it's a smoke 'em if you got 'em situation when it comes to long shots. But knowing you can run your card and see what you have on your card and try to figure it out that way. Just if I were you, I would keep that 170 is where you got to get at a minimum, and probably a little bit higher than that.
Dino, of course, had the magazine that was such a bold venture and so audacious and somebody that just loved the game and dove in.
Oh, by the way.
Hold on 1 second. We got to get Barry back for a better photograph.
Yeah, Gary.
Here, hold on.
That's excellent.
All right.
We'll
nice.
Behind for a picture. Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Everything's fine. Just don't show my wife. She'll be after me for the dough.
That's right, because at 36%, right? What's the exchange rate?
She's going to go running right away. You know, she'll go to Versace here, there. She's going to buy something. The money goes faster than you can imagine.
I love it. I love it. Well, just a wonderful story, and Barry, appreciate it so much. How about that?
That's cool. Dino's off to figure out how much he has on his bank.
Well, Dino.
So yeah, which magazine? I kept to profess ignorance.
Now I'm going to forget the he had for about a year. Oh my God.